There are currently 2 million people living in the UK who have a significant degree of sight loss. Incredibly, that figure is set to double by the year 2050, and at the moment only 2% of publicly funded medical research is actually directed at eye disease. And here to tell us why is Mike Daw, who is Chief Executive of the National Eye Research Centre. So Mike, with all the advances we have today in technology and in medicine, why is this figure set to double by 2050?
We're set to double because the population in the UK is ageing, as I think many people are aware. So, and sight loss, largely, not universally, but largely is a factor of growing older. And not only do we have this increase in size in the elderly population, particularly people aged over 65 and even more emphatically in the over 80 age group. So we've got this increased number of people in these age ranges, but we've also got the double whammy of more people suffering the likes of obesity and diabetes, which are themselves triggers for sight loss. So we've got an increased size in the elderly population, and that elderly population is more and more affected by sight loss triggers such as diabetes. So that's leading us to project that by the year 2050, this number of 2 million people will have doubled to 4 million.
Now, I believe the top 5 UK sight loss charities, Mike, are spending more than £500 million a year, but that money goes towards people who already have sight loss and it's spent on improving the quality of life. Should those charities be doing more at a fundraising stage into eye health research? Would that help fix the problem, Mike?
Well, those charities have to do what they want to do. And obviously, charities like RNIB do a splendid job of supporting people who suffer visual impairment, sight loss, eye disease, etc. But there isn't the money going into eye research. And I'd like to contrast that with the cancer model, where the biggest charity in the UK is a charity that exists purely to raise money for research that will stop people getting cancer in the future and will reduce the numbers of people having to live with the disease. There are smaller cancer charities that then support those people having to live with cancer. And both sides of the equation are obviously very important. But that situation just doesn't pertain in the vision world. As I say, the top 5 sight charities have this combined income of £500 million a year, but it's all spent on supporting people with sight loss. And it's left to some very small charities, and National Eye Research Centre is a very modestly sized charity, to invest in the research that would stop people going blind in the future. So my job really is to raise awareness of that and to say that of all the money that's spent on medical research, obviously we spend a huge amount of money on research, medical research in the UK, but less than 2% of that gets directed to eye disease. And really, for a problem which is so large, 2 million people growing to 4 million people, for a problem that's so large, we really ought to be finding more than 2% of the total money available for investment into sight loss.
It sounds like we could have an epidemic in our hands. I mean, we're quite a small island in comparison to the rest of the world.
It's a public health disaster coming down the tracks at us, and we need to wake up and say it's only through investment that we're going to head off this problem.
And the cancer model is definitely one that should be looked at.
Definitely.
Are people still losing their sight unnecessarily, Mike?
Oh, a lot of this sight loss is completely avoidable. A large part of that 2 million people is actually people, what the experts would call uncorrected refractive error, what you and I would call not having the right glasses or not having glasses at all. So we need to get to people. We need them to be in their opticians having their sight tested, and we need to have them wearing the right glasses. But my job goes well beyond that level of sight loss. There's that residual million or so which have pretty intractable eye diseases. We're talking about things like, your listeners will be very well aware of all of these diseases, but age-related macular degeneration affecting over 600,000 people in the UK currently, and with hundreds more people being diagnosed with it every week, and glaucoma. These are diseases which we can intervene with. We have some treatments, but no total cures. And with all the developments in medical research that are going on in other areas, gene therapy, stem cell research, immunotherapeutics, all these kinds of things, they're all showing great promise. We just need to push a bit harder, spend a bit more money to come up with treatments which not only curtail these diseases, but actually reverse their impact.
Now, Mike, we hear all the time how people don't go for eye tests. If anyone's listening to this interview and sitting up and taking notice, maybe for the first time, thinking about how they can prevent potential eye disease, what is the first step? Would it be an eye test?
The first step is very definitely an eye test. And we hear so many times, you must hear the same thing. People say, I don't need an eye test. My sight's perfectly good. The problem with that is that so many of these diseases are symptomless in the early stages. But unless they're caught at the early stage, intervention becomes ever more problematic and less likely to be effective. Glaucoma is often called the silent thief of sight, and it's called that for a very good reason. It's generally symptomless in the early stages.
Sneaks up on you.
Sneaks up on you. And by the time you're saying to yourself, oh, I really ought to get my eyes tested because something's not quite right here, you've already left it too late. So anybody, certainly from middle age, you know, from sort of 35, 40, if that's middle age these days, but certainly from around about that age, you should not be missing a biannual trip to the opticians.
And where can people find out more information?
For more information on the research that we do and how we fund it, just Google National Eye Research Centre or enter the term nerc-charity.org.uk.
Mike Daw, Chief Executive of the National Eye Research Centre, thank you very much for talking to us today on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Barry.